We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, ending off Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, the halachas of a dleika, of a fire on Shabbos, Sifcha B'Zayin, this is on Daf Kof Ayin Tes, Amen Aleph. So is the Mechaber, Gecheles HaManachas B'Malkim Shurab Nizagimba. There's a coal that's placed in a place where the public could get harmed with. Yuchel HaBais, you could extinguish it, Bein HaMishal Matechas, whether it's made out of metal, Bein HaMishal Eitz, whether it's made out of wood, but Rambam Eitz HaMishal Eitz, however the Rambam said, forbidden if it's made out of wood. The Agril points out that the halachas of moving a dead person from a fire that's in Siman Shin Yud Aleph and supplementing the halachas of extinguishing a fire is in Reish Ayin Vav and Reish Ayin Zayin. Says Mishbar Sif Cut and Pay Pays. So you have this coal that's in the place where a public could get harmed with. Yachal Chabaisa, you could extinguish it. Ma'aretz Toma Shein La Eitzu, he has no counsel. How to move it from this place to clear it out to another place where there's not so many people over there. Because if that wasn't the case, definitely it's better to move it and not to extinguish it. And we said whether it's shel matachas, whether it's made out of metal, where meaning by metal. We're talking about where you don't have a problem about tziruf, which is consolidating a tainu shemechazik as a kli, where you strengthen the vessel. When you have something boiling hot metal and you pour cold water on it, it consolidates it. That's not a problem because since that's not your intention over here, which Rasharitzin Ois Ayin Alv says previously in Siman Shin Yud Ches of Kol Amavov in the Magen Avram, which the Dir Shari brings that the Magen Avram. He brings the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram brings also the words of the Magen Mishnah that writes that by a coal and by a twig, etc., which are not vessels, if you're not intending to make a vessel, so that's not a melacha at all. Siv cut and paid down. And we said, and bein v'chulu, whether it's made out of wood, it's also permitted. Because the kibush chayim in atayram, the extinguishing that biblically is liable, who davka that specifically kishem chabalas b'chamim. When you're extinguishing it to make coals. Stam kiba, but it's generally extinguishing a malacha shein tzich legufa. It's a malacha that you don't really need for it itself, which is only if it has a constructive purpose to make a coal. And therefore, in this case, if we're out kis rabbana, it's only rabbinically prohibited. And therefore, when it's a situation of danger to a public, shichli nazik begufin, which they could be harmed with their body, like gazru, in those situations, they did not make the decree of makam azik de maina, but if it's regarding monetary damage, also then it's forbidden to put it out to measure cost of sifa chafei. But Amos Rila, he holds, which the Mechaber brought, that he says, forbidden shall aids. He holds the Chayba Melacha Shein Tzich Leguf, that you are liable, even if it's a Melacha that you don't need for it itself. Lekach Asa aids. Therefore, he says, forbidden when it's made out of wood. But regarding metal, like Issa Kibim and Atar, Lekul Amakorn, everyone, there's no biblical prohibition of extinguishing, because the Enesarik is not really burning. Wood gets put into ashes. Metal just gets soft, but it doesn't really burn. And said the Rambam said it's forbidden that of wood, but the Rishon says the Rambam is like the first opinion that it's permitted whether metal or even wood. Siman shelamad hay. Then chavish and ishbiru the halachas of a barrel that breaks. By hay to hay sifim in his five paragraphs, again similar to the halach of a fire that regarding that how much could you save? Sifal of chavish and ishbiru a barrel that breaks. Matzil memen the mazon chalashu. This is similar to the halach of a fire. You could save 3 meals worth. Fill became harbi even in many vessels. Because the ilah b'kliach, if it's in one vessel, a fill of machzik me'asudas, even if it contains 100 meals, masal you could save. And moreover, imalachem, you could even tell others, by batzil lachem, come and save for yourself. Bavachal ispik, as long as you don't use a sponge, that you don't put the sponge in the place where the wine is, lachz latifay, to go back and to drip it in, gezer shem yischa, because you might squeeze it out. The fill of yesh lebeis achizim, if it has a handle, to like a chashas chita, where there's no concern about squeezing, still it's also forbidden. Shouldn't do something the way you normally do during the weekday. And you can't slap with oil, that is lachnas yodoy lekanch besvasakli, to put in his hand and to wipe it on the edge of the vessel. Some say, tafka chavash and ishbira, specifically a barrel that broke, shabal, where a person's overwhelmed, and vim yatzel, and if he's going to save, chashina sheis kanenu, we're concerned that he might fix it. Avam nistak, but if it has a crack, vav tip, it's dropping out drip by drip, shayna bal kukach, where he's not so overwhelmed, it's happening very slowly, but lazabakim, then you can save with vessels, liklut ulitzarev, to catch and to join together. So goes Mardechai, Tosfos Perek Kol Kisra, goes Maimon Perek Chabeis. But yes, some say the Chazal LeMayri Ella. This was only talking about Lahatz Machatz Lachatzah to save from one courtyard to another courtyard. Of the Bayis Achash Eiv Imer, but another house that he made Eiv with, that matzil machal enya, then you could save in all situations, commissions, but like we previously explained regarding a fire, that's piskamarai, simon kovet salivav. Says Mishra Rusev cut an aleph, chavish and ishbra, regarding a barrel that broke. Now, the enchilik bin shenishbra, it doesn't make a difference whether it broke and didn't totally spill on the floor, or even if it all spilled on the floor. Regarding all this, the sages were concerned that if you're going to come to permit to save with many vessels more than 3 mils worth, since he's overwhelmed to try to get as many vessels as possible, you might come to carry them through a public domain. Or he's going to come to fix the barrel that broke. But yes, now those who hold the kishenishbach ma'achavas lagamel arutz when it spilled out all totally from the barrel to onto the ground, us leshach shu bala. So then it's not applicable. He's overwhelmed to save. Kivin shkvanas already was done. Says the German tradition, and it's just laying there. Now, if it's possible, shesh lokal kim as manenu, that one could be lenient as such in our times. Shem motzis lenu shazam, because we don't really have a public domain to have this concern once it's already spilled down. Look over there in the Trimah Sedeshin. Shein Amater, he doesn't permit Kim Lishay Velishpach Komadabai, only to draw and to pour out whatever he wants. Kim Latech Kresikitan is only to small vessels. The Chiagam, in such a case, love of the Chal, it's not a weekday type of activity. Shein Terech Kim Chal is not how it's normally done during the weekday. Kushmashan of the Chal, when you deviate from how it's normally done during the weekday, Lichachin is Shibal Demachal Machal Reis, when I can turn, you can come to Bibakum Malacha, and then it would be permitted. Siv Cotton Bays. So he said you could save from it Mosin Chal Shudish, 3 meals worth. Haina that is Kain Machila Zarvis before you ate the Friday night meal. Kumesh Kosav Rishim and Shin Lamadal. Ayin Sham, look over there. Which the Dirshu 2 brings that the other Shulchan Aruch writes regarding saving from a fire that fell on Shabbos, that at night before the meal you could save 3 meals worth. If you do it in the morning, you could save 2 meals worth. If you do it in the afternoon, you could save 1 meal's worth. So that's the same thing, says Mishbura, that would apply over here. Says the Mishbura for this, Shabbos Shakasav, Dechad Ayayim Matzah, where wine is common, Bedechla Shtaisa B'chalayim, and the norm is to drink it all day, Makashkan, Shomashkan, for sure, other beverages, Shaini B'yaku, Kalkach, that are not so expensive, but Shaisan Kalayim, they drink it all day, Yachalatzal Tveh, you could save even more, Shain Kevel Ashti, because there's no set amount of how much a person will drink. Sivkot and Gimel, and if it's in one vessel, even if it contains more than 100 mils, you could save. And also, Sivkot and Gimel v'Amelachir Mechul, you could tell others, come and save yourselves. And that is Gamkim Mazan Shal Shudis. They could also save 3 mils worth. Gedal El, like we said previously, B'Simen Shalom Adalad and Siv Tes. Says Mishbara further. Says Sivkot and Dalad, V'Lay Tapach B'Shemen. He can't go and use your hands to gather with the oil. That's also for the same reason, which is a dish before brings the meaning. That's over the nechal. That's how they do it during the weekday, or like the Rambam says, because a concern they might bring to shechita. Sivkotin hay that Brahma brought. Some say that it was going slowly. And then it's actually, you could save it in vessels, liklet ulatarf, which dinze shechli come in the Siv Beis. This halacha really applies later on Siv Beis, kishnishbir v'shagag, when it breaks on the top of the roof. And akta acha, the reason why I'm saying it here, to balash means coming to tell us, the yochalatza became, we could save it vessels, v'hainafil became harba, even with a lot of vessels. Siv katan vav. And some say that this old talk about only lahatz machatz lachatz to save one courtyard to another courtyard. I know that is a filachatz achash erev imoy, even to another courtyard that it made erev with. And mishim the kimen she'in the makora, since it's not roofed, dami k'tzas l'shus ram, it's a little bit similar to the rishus ram, because they made a decree, shem na'at b'kelem harbi, if you're going to permit many vessels, b'tech shubol, since he's overwhelmed, yishkach shur Shabbos, he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, b'yivim derech shus ram, and he's going to come to bring it through public domain. But that's what they're saying, from one house to another house, they made it a with the Sivkan Zayin Matzim Achol Inyan Dinkin Zayin in all situations, which Hataz Mafak for Zayin, Hataz picks at this. The Gam Gabit Leker, because also by a fire, Ain Dinzayin Moskam, this halach is not agreeable. Vel Yabba Meyashra, the El Yabba resolves it. Achol Inyan Lahitzi Lachatza Shaloi, Shayin Zichel Erev Klal, however, to carry out his own quartet, that does not need an Erev at all, Gam Hataz Matzadid, the Hataz Osin Klan, the Yeshlach Lahazab Achol Inyan, that one could be leaned to save in all situations. Some of the deer shoes. Dusha number 86. So electric wires that fell in the street and they're uncovered. And there's a concern that a person is going to touch and be in danger when the electric poles came down. So Rosh Hashanah is inclined that there's no obligation for a person to stay there the whole Shabbos to warn people from the danger, because the Chacham did not obligate someone who's going on his road, on his way, an extra effort to prevent from extinguishing what's mutter mikah halacha. Rather, he's allowed to scream out to the electric company that they should stop the electric current, just like it's permitted to put out a call so that the public does not get harmed. However, he says if someone's stringent to stay there, tavel of bracha, blessing should come on him. And Chavez Mechus Lema has brought the words of Rav Epstein that disagrees on this, because since he could stay there and warn people from the danger, he has the obligation to refrain from malachas. However, in practice, Rosh Hashanah writes, it's possible that to prevent the danger was not permitted only to violate the Isser, like putting out a coal, where with his actions he removes the danger that could be caused to the public, which is not the case when he's calling the electric company. So he's doing Mavre Mechaba of fire many times on the phone call just to call the workers to fix it. And not only that, they suspected that they're going to do malachas that are forbidden mitzvah adin, befrat that this is an Eretz Yisrael, that those workers should stay there all Shabbos without doing any malacha, and they should warn the community. And therefore, he himself has to protect from the danger. He adds on that you're not concerned that maybe there's going to be people that suddenly will see this from a distance and they'll refrain from getting close to the situation at the place of the danger. And you have to be concerned. Don't think that people will see so that he doesn't have to wait over there. Regarding a window that shattered, and there's a concern that someone's going to get hurt from the glass, the broken glass, which some of them holds, if there's no non-Jew, it's allowed to tell a Jew to take out the glass backhanded, like for example with his foot. Dishon number 90. So Mr. Bruce said, Malacha Shem Tzich L'Gufa, it's a Drabanan. So the situation of Hezek the Rabbim, they weren't geyser. And even though over here, they didn't permit Malacha Shem Tzich L'Gufa only to remove a danger to the community. But regarding a snake or a sheretz that's damaging, it sounds like it's permitted even to prevent damage to an individual. That's how Mishnah writes in Shin Tazayin, that also in a place where you don't have a snake that's generally kills, even if it's in this place and it's not running after him, however, you're allowed to trap it because it's Malacha Shem Tzich L'Gufa, and where there's danger to a person, there's no Issa even in Rabbana. Someone explains that the snake is considered like it's a right of like chasing after him. It's as if the danger is definite. They've been manned over there even by an individual. Running a public, Shlomo Zalman holds, that even three are considered Rabbim, because by them there is a concern about danger being common. And he adds on, that's logical, that even if the concern is only that one of them from those three will be damaged, for example, let's say a bee that dies after it bites, you're allowed to do Malacha Shem Tzich L'Gufa to remove from the danger, because anything that, according to the evaluation, is a big concern, that one of the people of the public will get harmed, that's considered like a makom of Hezek L'Rabbim. This is number 91. Since La Halacha, you're allowed to extinguish also a coal of wood, which is a concern of danger to a public, Achshochan writes that there's also a reason to permit to extinguish a fire in our days, because in days of the Gemara, the courtyards separated between the homes and the Rosh Hashanah. In our times, the houses are built close to the Rosh Hashanah, and many coals falls from the fire to the Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to extinguish it because of danger to the Rabbim. And since you can't just extinguish every coal where it falls, because the wind blows it to many places, you let it put out the fire itself to remove the danger to the public. Regarding the Malach of Tzed, that even according to the Rambam, the Jichayev, as long as you have in mind for the Malach, however, according to most places, can be put in Mechatis, and only say only the Ostrom Rabbanan, that's as written in Shin Chav Ches, and Be'er Lacha and Shin Yotes, and Lacha, you're put in Mechatis. Dirshu, number 3. So, to when the barrel breaks, you could ask people, they could also save 3 meals worth. But to ask from others, they should save for him more than 3 meals worth. Shem writes it, but that's forbidden because it's not permitted for a person to save for himself only the 3 meals that he needs for Shabbos. Nimchai Odom writes that it's possible that if others save for him on their own, it's permitted for them to save even more than 3 meals worth. It's only when they're saving for themselves or when they're saving based on his request, then it's not permitted to save but 3 meals worth. Issue number 5, Chaznesh wonders, how is it possible to compare the saving of the barrels to the saving from a fire? Where there it's permitted to save to a house that you made an air with there, maybe specifically by a fire, they were lenient to save his object from house to house, because in such a situation, it's not so recognizable that you're doing this because of some reason, because normal people is to move their vessels from place to place, and therefore they weren't concerned that you're going to come to put out the fire. Only when you chase it out from house to courtyard, then it's recognizable that you're doing it, chasing out from its place. Which is not the case by a barrel that breaks. The Dekar Tzala is putting the one in the vessel, and here's no difference whether you save it to a vessel in the courtyard or to a house that you made air with that. And therefore, in a situation where it's not permitted to save it, it should be forbidden even to a house that you made air with it. Dish number 6, so the El Rabbi is Miyashu from this in Tazim Mefakvik. He explains that even those who are stringent by the fire, they're only stringent by the fire because according to their understanding, they're concerned there should be a chaba. According to this, so it doesn't help to take out the house that has roofed, where there's no hoitzah to a roofed house, helping only for concern of hoitzah, which is not the case regarding a barrel that breaks. The concern is that maybe you're going to carry out to Rosh Hashanah. You can be lenient to save to another house that you made air with them because since it's roofed, it's not similar to Rosh Hashanah. Dish number 7, the reason for the heter to carry out to his own chatzah, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that if someone says to his own courtyard, since it's not such a tircha, you don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to forget that today is Shabbos and it'll come to fix the barrel, which is not the case when you save to another courtyard, because since it's a huge tircha, you have to be concerned he might forget that today is Shabbos, he might come to go ahead and fix the barrel.